so glad you're there waiting for us. This is Coral Reef, and we're ready to start the show with Buddy Comfort. This is Tangerine Dream Team on your streaming network station, freakradio.org. So, Buddy is a wonderful singer and songwriter, performer, and I want to have him play so we can hear him and we can all listen, and then we can get some questions to ask him about his career or his past writing, his thoughts behind his songs, and anything else he'd like to share. So welcome, Buddy.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Coral. Thank you.
How long you been here? You living in Santa Cruz?
Oh, about 2 years now. Yeah, was Carmel Valley before that. Assisi, Italy before that, and Sonoma County before that.
Oh. Just a regular moving along kind of life. Yeah. Sounds good. What do you have to play right now? You have your guitar out and you know you're going to use it.
So. Yeah, this is a more recent song. Came after that album, Brother, Son, Sister, Moon, which we've been hearing the songs from. And that album was based on music that Donovan originally wrote, plus some original songs I wrote from the Zeffirelli film, Brother, Son, Sister, Moon, about mm-hmm. St. Francis St. Clair. Came out in the 70s, way back then. Mm-hmm. So this song is called Blackbird Garden Song. It's in the tradition of Donovan, but it's an original for me.
Good.
Inspired a lot by the beaches here in Santa Cruz, actually.
Yeah? Because so many blackbirds?
No, I started out in Esalen Garden with the blackbird, but the dogs on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Running around chasing, stuff.
Huh. Yeah. Do you just go and write it after you like think about it? You just start strumming it.
First verse was like me sitting there with a guitar, and it just the melody came out, you know, and then it was based on the feeling of the moment, and then the observation of what was going on, putting into words, and then reworking the rhymes a little later, that kind of thing, and adding two more different verses from two more different experiences, creating a composite of that.
Yeah. That's, you know, you just have some kind of emotion and don't really try to analyze it, just start working with it. Did you write that in the 80s too, or 70s, or six, or
that one? No, it's recent.
Oh yes, you said.
Yeah, the last couple of years.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's based on what you said Donovan was writing.
Well, it's kind of got like I listened to some of his earlier albums, like "Gift from a Flower to a Garden," where he has some similar songs like that, and even a more recent album of his called Sutras, which he put on his own label, and there's some really beautiful songs there too.
Uh-huh.
He's got that.
Get the touch.
Troubadour kind of thing going on.
Yeah. Do you look at your playing that way? Don't you go around and perform a few places for groups and events?
I played at a birthday party, and I played for a wedding ceremony in Big Sur, and sometimes different Sundays I'll be playing music for the Sunday services at Unity Churches or Science of Mind, Centers for Spiritual Living kind of church, New Thought, universal kind of places.
Mm-hmm. And it just is because people want you particularly, or are they looking for someone that sings quiet, mellow songs, or...
Well, they like what I do, and so, you know, I call them up and say, hey, I'd like to come, and they say, okay, or they call me and say, we'd like you to come, and I play some of the same churches, like, over the years, you know, so they would get a relationship with the people there, and, you know, we like each other, and it's a nice way to be in on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, okay. I was wondering if you booked yourself, if you had an agent.
I do it all myself, unfortunately. I think probably could have gotten further if I'd had other folks to, you know, help.
Hmm.
It's not too late, though.
Yeah.
Any booking agents or managers out there listening that like what they hear, give me a call. My website,
www.buddycomfort.com. Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's at your website, buddycomfort.com, right?
Yeah.
All the information.
Yeah.
Right.
All more than anybody might want to know, even.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to promote yourself.
Yes, this is true. It's like that Joni Mitchell song where she said, I'm singing to the sound hole in my knee. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah,
got to do more than that, I guess. I mean, it's about sharing, too. For me, I've been given a gift, and I work at it sometimes. Sometimes I don't, but it's when I go out and sing and people get something from it, then that feels good. You know, people tell me, oh, you know, I played your music for my mother, and she was in a convalescent home, and it helped her in her transition, or... I got this letter from a lady. She said, I was driving in my car through New Mexico looking at the sunrise, listening to your CD, and your music did more for me than 10 years of therapy. And I'm thinking, well, I didn't pay her to say that, but it's, you know, when I hear things like that, it makes me want to keep doing it.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Because you get... Yeah. What do you think that's about? Is it the tone quality, or it's...
Well, it's, I think we're number one, I can't sing anything I don't really feel or don't really believe in. And so to me, it comes from not from maybe the ego, not from the mind, but more from getting out of the way, letting spirit come in, and being totally in the moment of the music. And then also if I'm singing for a group or for people, to tune in to what serves them, you know, just to do it, you know, the best, the most beautifully, authentically that I can. And that's how I do it anyway.
Yeah, there are these schools now that offer sound healing certificates and how to do that. And would you say that by your voice you do the same thing without using, you know, tuning forks or toning? Or have you experienced that too? Have you done that kind of direct therapy type music?
Yeah, there's a thing called toning where you use the voice on the body and doing sounds and doing overtones, and you can kind of read the body and get a sense of where blockages, energy problems are. And it's a totally intuitive process where, again, getting out of the way and letting it happen, and then just sort of doing different tones like... Whatever, you don't know what's going to happen, except in the moment of it happening in relationship with the person that's there and what they need. I was one time at a retreat up in Hot Springs, some folks from the California School of Herbal Studies, and they got together for a weekend retreat, and I was going to do some music for some folks, so I went out in the middle of the stream and got on this big rock, right, with my guitar, and these frogs kind of skittered away. So I'm halfway into the second song, and I look down, and the frogs are sitting there in a semicircle with their little, I guess their eyes poking out, you know, looking at me. And I took that to be a great honor, you know. So to me, it's not just about sound healing vis-a-vis people, but it's communing with nature and the energies and the spirit of nature, which is where it actually comes from, you know, spirit that's all around us, and tuning into that and letting that come through and, you know, being in its most... clear, authentic, true place.
Yeah. Wow. That's a great blessing to have there, if you want to say that. Like, it, just to have an audience of frogs or deer or cows or...
Yeah, they're great. I mean, some of my best teachers sonically have been cats.
Oh, yeah.
I always had cats, and they're very sensitive to sound, and so when the sound is right, or a dog, you know, and they fall asleep at your feet, you know you're doing something right. Yeah.
I mean, instead of jumping on you.
Yeah, or running away. Yeah.
Or running.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or barking, or whatever they might do.
Yeah. They say bring a cat into a recording studio, or a few cats.
Uh-huh.
And then it dispels any kind of disharmony.
Great idea. I'll have to do that. I think that, and you get some cool purring effects too, you know, kind of mixed in.
Yeah.
At just the right...
At the right time.
Unexpected places.
All right. You have any other nature songs you want to sing?
I have lots of nature songs. Let me see. Oh, golly. This is a long one. All right. Moon over Hanalei. I was in Kauai, on Kauai.
Yeah, I love Hanalei.
I almost drowned out there, so this is kind of a story about that and some other things.
Oops.
Swimming by myself, and it's nice to go in the water where it's warm and you can actually swim, and so I'm swimming and swimming, having a great time, and I look and I'm pretty far away from shore, so I head back to swim back, and I couldn't get there. There was this water pushing me away, and I was totally exhausted, and something said, well, turn over on your back. You know, and so I turned over my back and rested a little bit, and I looked and I noticed I was trying to get straight back to where I'd come from, but I noticed the waves were going off to the side, so I just followed the waves off to the side back to the shore, and I kissed the sand when I got there.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit kind of about that and some other things.
Okay. I was walking white sands of a full moon on a
our studio, we have Free, who generally has a show on Tuesday after the Tangerine Dream Team. And just all of you out there know what's happening. We have a live performer right now. Buddy's singing and playing, and he has also other instruments besides guitar, which I don't know what he'll bring out.
Got this
soon enough.
Hurdy-gurdy.
Yeah, you could talk about that. That's a really old instrument, isn't it?
This one is a modern instrument. I was at a Makers of Modern Instruments conference years ago, and so I was there with it.
Yeah.
Hello. Anyway, this hurdy-gurdy was created by...
It's my headphones, I think.
Mine too. Created by Lynn Elder. And Lynn went... Well, he was in Leipzig, and he saw this 15th century hurdy-gurdy, and he measured it up, and he went back into his workshop, and he made it.
Oh.
And,
describe what it looks like. Well, I could...
Well, I can tell you how it works.
Okay.
How it works is it has a wheel, and the wheel turns, the handle turns, and because it's, and it has strings across it, so the wheel acts like a bow and bows the strings.
Oh.
So we have our two strings that are unison. One of them goes through a box, so you can play a melody, and the other one is tuned to the fifth below, and I think it's, hopefully still in tune.
Thank you.
These instruments were popular from the 11th to the 18th centuries in Europe in different forms. This next song, it's a setting for a Robert Burns poem, Banks and Braes of Bonnie Doon. So all you folks in Bonnie Doon.
Hear that, Michelle?
Yeah. It's a true story that happens all the time.
Are they being used in, where do you think?
Well, you know, you might see them at a Renaissance fair or people perform Renaissance music and music from the 15th, 18th century, sometimes in ensembles. And actually, Mozart wrote a concerto for one. I mean, they've been around. They started in the 11th century. They were huge, like an organ. They called it an organistrum. In the 18th century, they made it over to France, and they had an extra couple strings, and they used it rhythmically for dancing, and they called it the vielle organisée, pardon my French. And in southern Appalachia, it ended up being called the wheel fiddle. And it sounds like a bagpipe, but a bagpipe is a wind instrument, because it has the same kind of drone with a melody over it, this being a string instrument that creates the same kind of sound. So that's a hurdy-gurdy, at least represented in the 15th century replica.
He's cranking it on the bottom.
Turning a handle.
Yes. That's
and there's no monkey. There's no monkey. He kept eating the strings.
You still send your donations into Free Radio Santa Cruz.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, have you heard that from the monkey?
Well, yeah, the monkeys are, you know, without the cup or with the cup, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Is that still legal on the Pacific Avenue?
Yeah, they keep pushing people away if they're too close to this or that.
You can't have a dog with you.
I don't know.
If you took your hurdy-gurdy, that'd be interesting. There's a guy with a sitar down there.
Mm. Yeah, something different. Yeah, you never know. I might go down there someday.
Yeah.
Watch out where you stand.
True.
Or maybe you've played at Renaissance fairs.
Huh? I played at one in Black Point, Novato, and they taught us how to speak with an accent, and they give you little acting lessons and what to say when the Queen's entourage comes by, so it becomes more realistic, for an experience for the folks that are there, and think, oh God, I stepped back in time, I was sitting on a bale of hay, with one of those velvet hats with a feather and playing this kind of stuff,
and people would come by and throw gold pieces.
I still have some.
don't say where now. Well, that's pretty good.
You can send gold here too. That's okay.
I know. Yeah.
Where are they sending it to?
P.O. Box 7811, Santa Cruz.
There you go.
5501. And mention Buddy when you 95061.
So that's the hurdy-gurdy. I'm going to stop with that because it's starting to go out of tune.
Oh, how long is that tuning tape in general?
That's what you need the monkey for, really.
The monkey does that. Yeah, he's got a good ear. I'm going to play something, a new song on the piano here. Let's see. I guess I'll move this over. I just had to write this song because I was really feeling this, and I know a lot of people are still feeling this. I am, but let's see. Sustain things not working.
Not really.
All the people were singing, all the bells were bringing joy to every girl and boy. Every heart was lighter, all the lights were brighter from good news.
It took on a life of its own.
that was a good way out. That was it.
Yeah, so that's the little song. Years ago,
go ahead.
I had this ensemble called the Buddy Comfort Ensemble.
And
I had a guy played the reeds. He was an old bebop guy from New York named Steve Coughlin. He played soprano sax and great stuff. And sax, alto, and clarinet, and then a woman playing viola, Laurie Hunt. Later became Lorraine Hunt, who became a famous opera singer doing Handel, works by Handel.
Wow.
And on this tape over here from my first album, track one, I guess it's the cueable.
Oh, you want to...
Called Galadriel, about Galadriel and Lothlorien wood. She's very slow getting out of the woods here. But in Tolkien's trilogy, in I think it's in the first book, The Fellowship of the Ring, the weary travelers come into the Lothlorien wood to rest and get their wounds healed and be given food for the journey. And in the woods was the Queen of the Elves, Galadriel. And Frodo had the Ring of Power, and she was testing herself to see if she would succumb to it. And she held it for a moment and... went through some stuff, but resisted the power of it and kept her distance from it. or something like that.
Well, this one's great. I hope we can get to it.
This is it there?
Yeah, we're not hearing it right now, but I'm going to work on getting
all right, well, maybe
right.
Let's come back to it.
Could play something else from one of your other albums.
Well, on track two, on the other one is a the other CD, it's a zither, which I call an angel harp, and it's tuned to an open chord with lots of iterations. There it is.
We're listening to the zither of the program called Angel Harp. The selection is Angel Harp, and we are interviewing Buddy Comfort. This is the Tangerine Dream Team show. What do you have next?
It's an instrumental rendition of Going Home. It's an old folk song.
All right. Buddy.
Tambourine man, play a song for me.
know that evening's empire has returned into sand, has vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I'm branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and your ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning I'll come following you. Oh, take me for a trip upon your magic swirling ship. All my senses have been stripped and my toes too numb to step, and my hands can't feel the grip, waiting only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for the fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spell my way, I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning I'll come following you. disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, through the foggy ruins of time, past the sheltered trees and the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, hidden deep beneath the waves with all memory.
As I've ever heard.
That's a good song.
Yeah. Very nice.
They're all on the tip of my mind, but I can't remember them, you know. Thank you.
they touched both my eyes, and I touched the dew on their hem. If your life is a leaf that the seasons tear off and condemn, they will bind you with love that is graceful and green as a stem. Oh, the sisters, the mercy they are not, departed or gone. Into them soon. Don't turn on the light, you can read their address by the moon. And it won't make me jealous if I learn that they've sweetened your night. We weren't lovers like that, besides it would still be alright. We weren't lovers like that, and besides it would still be alright. Oh, the sisters of mercy, they are not departed or gone.
That's Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the most amazing songwriters.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever get to meet him?
See him? No. But he's got this great DVD out, Live in London, with this amazing band that plays with him. These two amazing singers, a lady plays guitar and the other plays Celtic harp, and then he's got this fantastic reed player, and his music director plays bass, and then he's got this percussionist and this fantastic fellow playing really passionate double string Central American guitar stuff, and an organ, a Hammond B3 organ guy. And anyway, if you get a chance to watch this DVD of Leonard Cohen Live in London, it's be worth your while, I think. Very inspirational.
Okay.
Yeah. To have a band like that would be a dream.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, he paid his dues, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the CD that you made?
With the Brother Sun Sister Moon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that came from a pilgrimage in Assisi, Italy. I was there in 1986. We went to Glastonbury, went to Italy, and stayed there for a couple of weeks and in the middle of winter.
Pilgrimage from here?
It was from up in Marin County, actually. Mm-hmm. And got to see, you know, got to hang out in this really amazing place, all these old buildings and old streets and narrow streets, and all the bells from the Cathedral of St. Francis, the Cathedral of St. Clair, the Cathedral of Santa Maria degli Angeli, and down in the valley, the San Rufino, which is the old cathedral where they were baptized. You know, I mean, this is a medieval city, hanging out with candles in his tomb and all this, and it was very haunting and very beautiful, very deep kind of personal exploration and lots of praying and meditating and, you know, being in the quiet. And the first cut on the album was actually, it was Christmas morning. It had snowed there for the first time, Christmas Eve, in 25 years. And there was a rose growing in the courtyard of San Damiano, which is the other place where St. Clair was cloistered. And I just pressed the button on the recorder, and all the bells, all those bells from all those places I just mentioned, went off. That's the first track on the CD. And then there were some songs from the Zeffirelli film that came out in the 70s, and Dunham did the music. Yeah. That's on there, the Brother, Son, Sister Moon title song, Stone by Stone, where they're building the little chapel, which is around, On This Lovely Day. And the Prayer of St. Francis is on there using a melody from a woman named Sing Kaur with a beautiful voice and some gorgeous albums out. She's a Sikh, was a Sikh. She passed away at an early age from cancer. Let's see. So then some original stuff, the Prayer of St. Francis and the Eagle, which came to me full-blown in a dream when I got back. And then this amazing synth track that was engineered by Bernard Zottel, who's a French avant-garde artist, and he was turning the little knobs as I was experimenting. Mm-hmm. And we got that, captured that, put that on, and added some stuff in the studio. Then there's another couple other originals, I Love My Life and Love is the Night. And was blessed by having Alistair Fraser playing some violin on there, and David Darling, this amazing cellist, playing cello, and the engineer producer, Warren Dennis Kahn, up at Banquet Studios in Sebastopol now. He, played some piano, I played some keyboards, and he lent his amazingly astute and compassionate and heartfelt ears to the project and mastered it and everything. And it came out a beautiful piece of work. I'm very proud of it, and it took a lot of great people to make it happen.
Yeah.
So I'm working on a new one now. Many years later.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, Bear Creek Studios with Justin Mayer here in town. And it's going to have some of the stuff I played tonight. And, not the Dylan or the Leonard Cohen, but, I'll do another album with that kind of stuff later.
The Hanalei one?
That's going to be on the next one after this. I've got six albums worth of material, material that I haven't recorded yet. It's time, before I leave this particular planet in this particular form this time around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's immaterial. Time is...
Time keeps on slipping into the future. But what's the thing about...
into the pasture, too. No,
that's good. Well, that's a good place to lie down and drink still waters and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a psalm. And you're able, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There's something about music that makes me feel great, gives me life and gives me meaning for life. And music got me through many rough times. And I think music is such a... It goes from this dualistic, illusionary... earth plane kind of stuff and takes us right back to our source of where we came from before we were born and maybe after we die where we go and what's really behind this dualistic illusion, the place of eternal love, light, truth, harmony, beauty, compassion, mindfulness, laughter, joy, things, Groucho Marx said, talking about the present moment, and time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana. And there are other profound things, like, to me, one of the most profound songs ever written is this one. We're just jumping right along.
Go, yeah.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a... Would you do the round with me? Row, row, gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Very profound song. And you imagine you get a room full of people singing that, right?
Uh-huh.
And in the old days, I guess in, Renaissance times and before television and recordings and all that, televisions and radios and iPods and computers and dinosaurs used to sing rounds too, even before humans. No, but people would sit in a room together out in nature together and they would sing stuff like that and it'd create this amazing experience of this rolling, lilting, kind of moving round and round.
Yeah, to think our ancestors did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't have any other choice, right?
Well, I think
because they had their life that way.
Yeah, and I think to me it's probably a healthier thing than some things people do. But then there are things people do now that are healthy,
too. Should make us proud to think that we came from that. So
mm-hmm. We came right out of that round. Merrily, 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 merrily. Well, there's a song. It brings to mind a song. I'm going to do another song. It's an old love song. It's a beautiful song. I can't even remember how it. The water is white. I'm going to do that. The water is white. The water is white. I can't cross over. Neither have I my wings to fly. Build me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row. My love and I.
Thank you.
Ship and she sails the sea. She's laden deep, as deep can be, but not as deep as this love I'm sink or swim. The water is wide, I can't cross over. Neither have I my wings.
From, well, 1800s,
maybe before that. Yeah, the water is white. It's, I guess it's a traditional. Somebody wrote it once upon a time.
Yeah, it was in one of those books, I thought.
Yeah. One of
those. Look it up again.
There's so many beautiful songs like that that come from way back when. You know, rose, rose, rose red, will I ever see thee wed? I will marry. Now, depending on whether you're powerful woman or you're a subservient woman, you'd sing, I will marry as I will, sire, or I will marry at thy will, sire, which was the original version, of course.
Oh, yeah.
As I will. Rose, rose, rose red, will I ever see thee wed? I will marry as I will, sire, as I will.
Yeah. I know. I can't remember one of them, but I have it. Have another round like that.
How's it going? Can you remember?
Not at the moment. Maybe if we take it. Yeah, I'll remember it.
It'll come. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
unearthly notes sits and sings, and as she sings my little Evian, singing, little can I, the bairn's father, far less the land. And he come one night at her bedford, I grumly guessed, I'm sure was he, saying, here am I, the bairn's father, so take a man upon dry land. I am a silky on the sea, and when I'm far and far frae land, my home it is in Tulskerry. And ye shall marry a goner good, and it shall come to pass on a summer's day, when the sun shines bright on every stone, that I will take my little son, and to teach him how to swim the foam, and ye shall marry a goner good, and a right fine gunner sure he'll be, and the very first shot that e'er he shoots will kill both my young son and me. An earthly nurse sits and sings.
The Silky's a part seal, part man. Yeah, there's a great movie called The Secret of Roninish about that. If you ever get a chance to watch
that
one. Yeah, it's a beauty. So much wonderful depth of myths and stories. You know. That's what the music. That's what music can bring to people. I think, you know, among other things.
Yeah, music is. So many, you say so many things. It's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a description of it.
Mm.
But you said it pretty well already. Yeah. It makes all the chaos go away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That the world seems to embrace.
Well, you know, in the Divine Monad of the Tao Te Ching, you have the one teardrop shape is white with a black seed, and the opposite teardrop is black with a white seed. And what happens is the white seed in the black background grows to take over and becomes a white teardrop with a black seed, and the opposite one becomes its opposite. So it's a turn. It's a constantly changing balanced. But it's in duality. It's like good, evil, cold, hot, pleasure, pain. you know, all that. It's part of the illusion that we are trapped in, and the back to the the biblical metaphor of being in the garden when we weren't aware that we were in illusion, and we became self-aware of illusion, and that's when the troubles began.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're naked, you know, whatever. Or the cows are out in the field. There's an old Far Side cartoon. The cows are all sitting, and all of a sudden one of them looks up and goes, had an epiphany. He says, "This is grass. This is grass we've been eating."
Didn't you write a song about being in the garden?
Oh, that's on that tape, yeah.
Can you play any song from it, from this tape?
No, we can't get that tape to work. Yeah, it's a rare tape. Camp came out. It was the first release on Music from the Hearts of Space.
But do you...
I remember that show.
Yeah, it was on at KPFA. And it was on late at night, and he played mostly space music, and I came on and sang a few things. And I actually did I was their spot for the fundraiser for their segment, and they recorded it and made it into... Well, there's one I could do, if I can remember. Any tree with a bird in it, fa la la, is inspired by a... So the chorus is like this, and I love you to sing it. Any tree with a bird in it, fa la la. Any tree with a bird in it, fa la 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 la. People sing along at home too. Any tree with a bird in it, fa la la. Singing in songs. Any tree with a bird in it, fa la la la. Any tree with a bird in it, fa la la la. Any tree with a bird in it, fa la la. Singing songs. So we'll come back to that. I'll tell you a little story now. I wandered into town one day, gazing in windows on my way.
Any tree with a bird in it, fa la la la. Any tree.
To hide, for he had to shed his best
That was on that album, huh?
Yeah, it's on Buddy Comfort, Mythical Beauty. It's out of print, coming back sometime soon. Come to my website and I'll have MP3 downloads and when it comes back up. BuddyComfort.com.
Because you're making it more updated.
No,
copy.
I'm just going to re-release it. Tuned into the zeitgeist, tuned into the collective unconscious, and they were kind of just pouring it out collectively and talking about what was happening with everybody, and there was this giant group consciousness. It's happened, coming back. I find it's refreshing to see there are a lot of folks of all different ages who are tuning in and creating this wonderful music, a lot of new wonderful music.
Oh, I know. I had a wonderful group in here. They were young, maybe 22,
mm-hmm.
the oldest. And their group is called Acorn Tribe.
Nice. Nice.
You heard them?
No, but it's like
another place to play is Abbey Cafe. Have you played there?
I just emailed the guy saying, hey, I'd like to be there. Yeah. I haven't heard back, but I'm sure he'll look at his email soon. Yeah. Garrett, his name is Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. We can... put on something.
Put on
for
the last
voice.
Track. Put on track 10.
Okay.
I love my life.
There's only 9.
Really? Put on track 9 then. Put on the last one. Whatever it is.
Nine.
One's missing. Oh no.
Wash over me.
Thank you for the music of Buddy Comfort.